It's a Tuesday morning. How you doing? Eric Carpenter here. This is KCVL, KCRK. And not bad outside. We got a little bit of rain yesterday. It came down hard here at the radio station for just a little while, and then it kind of stopped. But we're going to look at that weather forecast coming up in just a minute. I guess today being Tuesday. Oh, I forgot about yesterday, man. I meant to talk about it yesterday morning, and then news came, and I totally forgot. Yesterday was National Cheeseburger Day. So if you missed out having a cheeseburger yesterday, go ahead. Order one up today. Maybe a little bit of extra cheese on it even. It was National Cheeseburger Day yesterday. If you remembered it and had a cheeseburger, well, you did better than I did.
It's back to school time, and that means it's also time to join the band. Give your student the opportunity to participate in some of the finest music programs in the state right here in our area. Your local House of Music has an easy rent-to-own program with a large selection of quality Yamaha, Kahn, Holton, and Armstrong band instruments and accessories. The House of Music also offers full service on all makes and models of musical instruments, so for the best selection and service and an easy rent-to-own program, see the affordable experts at the House of Music and Stereo in beautiful, historic downtown Colville. Get your band instrument rented soon. Call the House of Music at 684-6441 or stop in at 142 South Main in downtown Colville.
I'll tell you what, I did forget my cheeseburger yesterday, but boy, yeah, I just kind of rolled the dice. I wasn't sure if it was going to be a real good dinner or not. I'm getting ready for Oktoberfest, to tell you that. Went out for a German dinner last night. And it was tremendous. Yeah, it's the name of the item I can't even pronounce. A combination of some beef and some pork all ground up into a patty thing with some mushrooms and gravy on top, and of course, Oktoberfest beer. It was good. So, if you're getting ready, we're only a couple weeks away yet, under 2 weeks away from the start of Oktoberfest. So, be looking over your recipes and that, and German potato salad and red cabbage and all of the good German stuff. Have yourself some great German food for Oktoberfest. Well, let's get an update here on this Tuesday from the Colville Food Bank. We're heading toward the holiday season. Let's get some specific information for anyone who uses the Kettle Falls Food Bank. Because yesterday we talked about how they've got a big remodel project coming up, and that means they're going to be closed for a while.
Hi, my name is Tian Shoemaker, and I'm the director for the Colville Food Bank. Our supply is doing good. We're not getting as much of food as we were during the pandemic. But also during the pandemic, the SNAP EBT and the funding that they received, we saw a decrease in our households from 427 households a month all the way down to 131 households. But now that the pandemic money has gone back to what would be considered normal, we are seeing a return on our clientele that have not been here in over 1,000 days. And we're seeing a significant increase monthly of returning clientele. And we're holding our own right now is what we're doing. Our pantry is full. Our freezer is full of meats and goods. We are getting an abundance of vegetables and fruit from our community members, which if it wasn't for our community members bringing us fresh fruits and vegetables and the Hunger Coalition also providing us with those fresh fruits and vegetables, we would be very low on those items. Due to the fact that Kettle Falls is going to be closed, We can help them out in December, but they would need to return to the Kettle Falls Food Bank when the Kettle Falls Food Bank does open. And the other thing is that we don't supply holiday boxes like Kettle Falls does. We supply the holiday items to the households. During that time, the thing is that I can't turn anybody away from food. The only time I will do that is when they're coming from a different community and they're coming here shopping at Walmart and their backseat is full of food and they're going to come here and try to get food from us. It's taking away from my clientele. If that food bank is open, I will refer them to them. Or if they've already used their food pantry, I may have extras to supply them with, and also commodity food I can supply them with. Since the holidays are coming up, it would be helpful if people could purchase the holiday items so that we can start filling up our pantry, because we don't just do it for our larger households. We also provide the single people and the two household people. We let them choose either stuffing or mashed potatoes or something that we have that is actually geared towards the holidays. And a lot of times, too, more towards the second week before Thanksgiving is when they start doing the holiday items on sale. They can purchase the items and they can bring them on down to the food bank here. I just want to say to the community that we are ever so grateful for all of the help that we have received, especially through these last 3.5 pandemic years, because it has been really stressful and, you know, everything got shut down, but we still remained on the front line. And I have so many people who were so thoughtful and thinking of us during that time and dropping us money and supporting our mission and goals through this whole entire time period.
All right. Now, a lot of supplemental sources of funding available during, you know, the government lockup and everything no longer available. So the local food banks, a source for people in need, especially as we head into this holiday season. So if you can help them out, they really appreciate the extra holiday supplies. And when Kettle Falls is closed for their big remodel coming up, they're going to help out all they can for the folks in Kettle Falls here in Colville.
In today's world, with all the convenience of drive-through restaurants, fast-paced lifestyles, and distractions everywhere, dining rooms have gone from dining rooms to just rooms. Saunders Furniture is helping bring the family back to the table with the dining room sale going on now. And during the dining room sale, you'll also receive $25 worth of locally raised Jabe's beef with every dining room purchase. Because when we eat together, we grow together. Saunders Furniture, downtown Colville.
Well, the big thing today in Colville is the meeting at the Ag Trade Center at 1:30 this afternoon. County commissioners will be there. The County Land Services Director is going to be there. And this hotshot attorney that the county pays will be there. At least that's how I understand it. They want to change Stevens County. There's a lot of new people around Stevens County, and I have avoided reading most of the Facebook crap. If you haven't been here in Stevens County, you probably don't understand what Stevens County is. They're so bloody worried that we can still build a house in Stevens County and you can build it yourself. My God, what's life to be? Hey, it's been that way forever. We had a county commissioner back in the mid-80s that wanted to do away with the builder exemption where you could build your own house in Stevens County. That commissioner wasn't a commissioner for very long. We got one of those right now. Hopefully not going to be a commissioner very long. That wants to do away with the owner exemption. It's not the end of the world, people. We've been doing it that way forever in Stevens County. And people still get financing. And people still have insurance. It's a big red herring that the county and this hotshot attorney that the county hires, they want to throw out all kinds of fear-mongering crap that it's the end of the world if we continue like we've always been here in Stevens County. That's why most of us that have been here a while are here. We don't have quite as many government regulations, almost as many. And if we keep letting the government types have their way with us, we'll have as many as those people over on the other side of the mountains. Might want to be there. Speak in favor of making a change. Speak in favor of keeping the owner exemption. It's whatever you know, hopefully it is a very very well done meeting, I hope. But be there. Fill the Ag Trade Center. Take a little bit of time off work. I know. It costs you money. It doesn't cost the county guys any money. They just don't have to work any extra by showing up to an evening meeting. Of course, they wouldn't work extra anyway. They'd just take time off. But 1:30 this afternoon, Ag Trade Center down at the fairgrounds here in Colville.
Looking for a little comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at ABC Heating and Electric in Colville at 411 West 2nd. Or call Deb for an appointment at 684-2018 or go to abc-heating.com.
A suburban Seattle man pleads guilty to bringing Molotov cocktails to a protest at the Seattle Police Union headquarters back in 2020. He gets sentenced to over 3 years in prison. Yeah, 40 months. Plea agreement. He'd made 12 gasoline devices using beer bottles, carried them to a protest march Labor Day 2020 at the Seattle Police Officers Guild headquarters. Police smelled gasoline. They found the box of devices in a parking lot. Federal prosecutors say he was identified using surveillance video data from electronic devices in the crowd. A man charged with a hate crime. Windows of the Wing Luke Museum in Seattle's Chinatown were smashed last week. King County prosecutors alleging a 76-year-old Craig Milne used a sledgehammer to break windows at the museum while people were touring an exhibit. The charging papers say Milne, who happens to be a 76-year-old white guy, he's been charged with malicious mischief for causing property damage. And they heard him saying he had come to Chinatown to cause damage and that the Chinese ruined his life. So now they've added a hate crime to his charges. And down in New Orleans, the mayor says she has chosen a new police chief, and she might sound familiar. The mayor, LaToya Cantrell, has chosen Ann Kirkpatrick. Yeah, former chief police down in Spokane and Oakland and other places. She's going to be the New Orleans Police Department chief. City Council still has to approve it, but likely they will. She would be the permanent replacement for a police chief that is retiring, or actually retired last year. And they've had a Michelle Woodfork. as the acting police chief. She also applied for the job, didn't get it. So Kirkpatrick says she has more, she has what it takes to lead the world-class New Orleans Police Department, a place with the highest crime rate in the country. We'll see. New Orleans is going to be a challenge because crime there has just gone nuts. Kirkpatrick was police chief in Spokane for 6 years. She also, short term, was tapped with police reform in Chicago by then Mayor Rahm Emanuel. And that was in 2017. Right after that, then she headed over to Oakland for the police department. Was in Seattle for a while. Kirkpatrick, the new police chief in New Orleans.
A forest health message to all timber landowners. Insects, disease, and suppressed stands of timber have created an unhealthy forest environment that is susceptible to wildfire. Forest health is a concern to our community and to us at Vaughan Brothers Lumber. To discuss the possible options available for your timberland, call our experienced forestry team at 509-684-5071 for a free on-site consultation or look us up on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
The Mariners, after losing three straight to the Los Angeles Dodgers, they had dropped down to third in the standings, but it was a good night last night. One you can smile about. Houston lost, Texas lost, and the Mariners. Rookie Brian Wu had six strikeouts over five spotless innings. Wu gets the win, Mariners over the Oakland Athletics, 5-0 last night. So Houston is atop the American League West. The Mariners, with the win and the Texas loss, they are both 1.5 games behind Houston. Game two with Oakland, it's a three-game series in Oakland, is tonight, 5:30 pregame on 92.1 KCRK. Man, I hope it doesn't come down to the last couple games. We've got to get back in first place. Two more at Oakland. And then the Mariners head to Texas, take on the Rangers for three, and then the final regular season homestand against Houston and Texas. It's going to be a real good 2 weeks. It's going to be exciting baseball. Hope you can join us on the radio. 5:30 tonight, pregame, 92.1 KCRK. You can join the Mariners into the game a little bit if you like, because we're going to have high school volleyball, Riverside Colville Volleyball, on the radio at 6:30 tonight. That's going to be on KCVL with Earl Adams. Thursday, we'll more volleyball, Newport Colville, that at 6:30 on KCVL. And then Colville's traveling over to Newport for high school football Friday night. That'll be a 7 o'clock game. We'll have that on KCVL on Friday. Very busy week for high school sports. I'll look at the local weather forecast today, brought to you by the R.E. Lee Shoe Company. Yeah. Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week, they are celebrating Fall Dansko Days. 3 days only. The Dansko Collection, 15% off, and a free gift with the purchase. Special orders, they're welcome. The R.E. Lee Shoe Company, first in Maine in historic downtown Colville. And maybe some afternoon sprinkles again, kind of like yesterday. 67 the high today, 40% chance of showers overnight. All right, cover the garden. 34, the expected low here in the valley. Tomorrow, rain, thunderstorms possible, 65 for a high, 34 overnight. 70 Thursday, but that early morning frost could get the plants. So again, cover what you need to cover. 70 the high Thursday, 37 the low, 72 on Friday, 70 on Saturday. Dansko Days down at the R.E. Lee Shoe Company coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. No wind in the valley. The barometer up at 30.07, looks like. Kind of a chilly 41 degrees this morning. Good to have you with us. I'm Eric Carpenter. Couldn't do it without you. 7:31 on a Tuesday. Let's check with Uncle Otis.
Now, time for another Otis Advisory.
There used to be a device called pantyhose. Birthing people would pay money for this and then try to wear the device to work. Pantyhose were uncomfortable and served no useful purpose, but were still expected anyway in polite company. No one knows why. Eventually, the more free-range birthing people said no more and peeled away the offending hose for drier pastures. That's when marketing got involved, carefully re-engineered the name pantyhose to tights, which successfully restarted the cycle and put the squeeze play back in business. Maybe you had a girl like that. Well, it's the same as when global warming was turned into climate change. Donkey marketing was called in to re-engineer the name so that more of what you don't like, whether hot or cold, could be tagged bad for baby and blamed on someone else, usually the orange man. And it worked. Now any kind of wind, rain, fire, ice, war, alien migration, white meat, and even a virus all happened because you didn't take the bus, you filthy pig. That and a $2 million toilet is how we got global warming to scare the children and fool the wife of the people. So if you like your politics blown in, this will be your year. Remember, when marketing finally comes back with Biden, the ultimate fossil fuel, you will know the corner has been turned. This is your Uncle Otis, a false and dangerous narrative, and I'll see you at the Peace Mark.